This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. President Bush today begins a 3-day state visit to Britain, the Bush administration's staunchest ally in the war in Iraq. But many Britons do not support the war, and tens of thousands of protesters are expected to be out on the streets of London throughout the visit. Plans call for the toppling of a giant Bush statue in London's Trafalgar Square, mimicking the toppling of a statue of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad last April. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
One of Britain's more caustic newspapers, the Daily Mirror, is running a feature it says designed to help President Bush wind his way through the complexities of the country. It's called The Idiot's Guide to Great Britain. The supplement reminds the president that the sovereign is Queen Elizabeth II, pronounced the second, not Queen Elizabeth XI. It also suggests Mr. Bush refer to Prince Charles as Your Majesty, rather than with a folksy nickname like Chuck. Sources close to Prime Minister Tony Blair say privately he's eager to get this visit over with. Publicly, the Prime Minister is supportive of the president.
This is indeed the right time for the President of the United States to come here to this country. This is the right moment for us to stand firm with the United States of America in defeating terrorism wherever it is and delivering us safety from what I genuinely believe to be the security threat of the early 21st century. And now is not the time to waver, now is the time to see it through.
Bush will mostly be isolated from demonstrators throughout much of the visit. He'll stay at Buckingham Palace, surrounded by half of London's police force. That's 14,000 officers. But on Thursday, the president will meet with Blair at Downing Street, and London authorities have given the green light for an anti-Bush demonstration to pass by. Ken Livingstone, the left-wing mayor of London, will join the procession. In a recent interview, Livingstone called Bush, quote, the greatest threat to life on this planet.
And I do urge people to be peaceful and to show by their peaceful protests the contrast between themselves and the man they're demonstrating against.
The office of the Stop the War Coalition is buzzing with excitement. Staff members are preparing placards and effigies of the president and sock puppets of Tony Blair. One group is called the Bear Your Bum to Bush Society. They plan to do just that. Others will tear down a statue of Mr. Bush in Trafalgar Square using a vehicle made to look like a painted pink tank. Carol Soam, an organizer, says that demonstrators want to show their opposition towards the Iraq War and the administration's policies in the Middle East.
The object of our demonstration is to make clear that we're unhappy about those policies, and therefore we want a route for the demonstration which takes us past Parliament and 10 Downing Street so that we're expressing our views at appropriate places in the centre.
Organizers insist the demonstrations are not anti-American. Ron Kovic, the Vietnam veteran portrayed in the film Born on the 4th of July, is leading Thursday's main march.
What is happening in Iraq right now is a mirror image of the nightmare of Vietnam, and it's all happening again, and it is a travesty. It is a great failure of our policy.
Professor Anthony King teaches at Essex University. He says he can't remember a time since the Vietnam War when public opinion in Britain was so hostile towards an American administration.
Part of the difficulty is that George Bush is not well thought of in Britain, and he's not highly regarded not just by the people the Brits call the chattering classes, the political classes. He's not highly regarded by the mass public, and of course his mere presence in the country reminds everybody of the Iraq War.
But perhaps the White House may feel slightly bolstered this morning. A new survey released by The Guardian newspaper shows that while many people here hold strong negative views about the president, most are also unopposed toward Mr. Bush's visit to Britain. As one columnist here wrote, quote, let him come, but let him hear what we have to say. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.